and also lahavir to make it burn. The Tanakam is Sovolo Kreb Yoisi. The Yomar Havorin Alav Yotis. He learns Poshit. The case is we had him want to do both things. He had him want to take out the bottom coals to make them burn better and cover up the top ones to put the top ones out. Sitaki had him want to do both Lichvois Lahavir. Tanakam is Sovolo Kreb Yoisi. The Yomar Havorin Alav Yotis. That Havori is only a lav on Shabbos, not a nav malacha. That's why you only get one chattis, not two. For Reb Lozer, Reb Sotik, it says the Chayef too, Sovra Hills like Reb Nosson, the Yom Avor, and the Chalik Yosei, that the reason why Torah says an extra time, like Sevar Reish, Bechol Mashu Seichem, even though it was Nichla and the Lama Tes Melochas, not the Pshat is Tam, Lelav Yosei, but rather teach us Lechalik Yosei, that for every Av Melocha, you get a separate Chiyuv Chattis. Now, Rav Lama Rav says another Pshat, that Lahak to Mika Benar, like we had before, and that was his kavon. He did the opposite of the hidlek, the kavon, the tchiyachas. He did the opposite of the tchiyachas with one putting out. So therefore, one movement. The Tanakama is chayish lemuktim amucha. Tanakama holds since he did not do it the right way, he's not chayish twice, but one he is. Rashi says, but we said even though he didn't do the right one first. But it's not called to do the second one second, since it happened with Asachas, like, I'll call upon him one Yechayiv. And Reb Lezer is not Chayiv Shlachtim Lamacher, and therefore he says, even though he had commanded to do one before the other, Lamais is called to do both of them, therefore he holds Yechayiv. Now, Ravashi says, Gosh Neskavin Lichvois Vihaviru Malayim. You had commanded just to make a Maisa Kibui, you had commanded because to put out the top ones. And by itself, like a grain of miscarving, the bottom has started to burn better. But Tanakama, Sabalo Kreb Shim and the Avadava, Shane miscarving is potter. That's why he held the only Chayiv one and not two. Kreb Lezer, Kreb Sedek, Sabalo Kreb Yehuda, the Avadava, Shane miscarving is Chayiv. So according to Reb Yehuda, the Avadava, Shane miscarving is Chayiv, here also. Even though you're not miscarving to make the bottom ones burn better, but the mice you made them burn better on Shabbat, that's why you Chayiv twice. That's our Gius in the Gemara. Tosis there is the Kashya and the Gemara Ksubas is Mashmom, but Tosis Pshat there, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds Dover Shani Miskavin is also on Shabbos is only Midirabonim. As I call upon him Midirais, he asked that Melechus Mach Shabbos is allowed also Midirais only Midirabonim. And here it's Mashmom that Yechai Vachatis, so Mashmom it's also Midirais. So Tosis wants to change the Gurus here and says here about it like a song about where it's a Psik Ratio, so it's still like it is the Miskavin, but the Ptur is Adam Lecha Shani Tzirich Lagufa. That's what it's on a Kamal Yipata. Because not because of Einu Miskavin, but it's called the Dava Mlocha Shev Tzvich Lagufla. Like really, that's next round in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ha Achoyte Gecholim B'Shabbos. Somebody was like Achoyte, putting the shovels, like moving around the coals, burning coals on Shabbos. This Chanan, the reason why he was pushing them aside was to make the heat come up. This Chanan Be'em. And what happened was, V'hura Rum Eleim. By itself now started to get more hotter, to burn better. The coal started to burn better. So Tony Chabal, one price says, Chay, Yitaka Chay, for the Yisab Avor on Shabbos. But Tony Dechpot, Yipot around the Avor of Shabbos. So Mer explains, Hoda Tony Chayv, the one that says, Yichay, Ksovar, Melocha, Shem Tzvichel Gufi, is Chayv Olay. This is called the Melocha, Shem Tzvichel Gufi here. It's not called Eini Miskavin. Because she had in mind to do this mice of taking out the shovels full of the coals. So the action you did, you had in mind. Just you did not have in mind to make it burn better, you only had in mind that the heat should be dispersed, come up. So that's called the Melocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa. You mitzchaven, you knew what you were doing. Just you don't have intentions for that Melocha, that's called the Melocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa. You did not need the Gufa of the Melocha. The Gufa of the Melocha is to make it burn now, and you don't need that burning. You only want the heat to come up. So the Tanakam, it says, you thought to hold. Melocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa is potter alay. And the one that holds Chayiv, the water Tani Chayiv, Ksav Melocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa is Chayiv alay. That's my point, because Yehuda Neb Shimon, the water Tani, Potter Gemara says, Ksav Melocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa, potter alay, that's his machloikis. That's what we learn from Pshat. It's not a machloikis in Dover Shem Tzkavin. It could be really a subsik ratio. It's called, you have Kavona over here. The machloikis is, you don't have Kavona for the Gufa of the Melocha. You don't really need this Havara. In the Mishkan, when they made Havara burning something, they needed the fire. Here, the fact you're making these coals burn better is not the Pshat, you need the coals. You don't need the burning of it.
So it's called the Mlocha, so it's Rikla Gufo. That's the Machlokes, if you're Chayiv or you're not. That's the Machlokes, whether Chayiv too or what. Hadjun Alecho Sofak Ochal Chelev. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Ochal Dam Shchita? Somebody eats the dam of a Shchita from a Behema, the Chayiv Oif. If you eat the blood that comes out of a Shash Shchita, whether it's a Behema with a Chayiv with a Zanoif, Bein Temeim Bein Terim, where the Behemas are Temeim or Terim, there's still Nisa Chiv Chorus, eat the dam of a Behema. What about dam nechira? Not that you made a shechita, but dam nechira means you just dam cut off. The dam that comes up a shas shechita, that you stab, let's say, you stab a bal chai by its neck, and the blood comes dripping out. The kitz of the neshama goes out through this. That's also chayv karas. Hu adim dam ikar, the dam that you uproot the simonim, the veshet and the kona. You uproot them, you tear them out, and the blood starts dripping out. That dam is also called dam hanefesh, that you chayv karas. Dam HaKozo, it says dam by a Bal Chai, that you made like an operation that you dam cut it, and you want it for a food that the blood should come out. But Shanashama Yoitze Bo Chayovim Alov, the dam that comes out, that the Neshama comes out with it, that dam HaKozo, Yechayev Koros, if you eat it. The world will explain exactly what dam that is. That's Kozman Shemakaleh. Kozman, the dam is like a spur coming out like a faucet. Shemakaleh is dripping out. It comes up a koyach, that dam is called the dam akozo, that, it's in the Sham Yitzes board, that Yechayev Koros. Now, Chayov Malov, and all these dams, Yechayev Koros, if you eat it. If you eat the Gezayis, and the Bemezi, Yechayev Koros. Now, dam atcho, the dam of the spleen, dam halev, the dam that you have in the heart of the animal, dam beitzin, the dam that's in the beitzin, Machlokes Rashi Tuv Shotim, what it means the dam of a beitzim, our eggs that we eat, or it means dam beitzim of a behema, or else dam chagovim, the blood in the grasshopper, dam hatamsus, that's the dam that shoises comes out after the neshama comes out, the last flow of blood that comes out afterwards, that's called dam hatamsus. Is there in chayev molof on these things if you eat them? You're not chayev chorus on this, because the pasuk says ki. Nefesh kol boso doma hi, so udash has to be dama nefesh chayiv chatis. Otherwise, you're not chayiv chatis. But mashma, there is an issa though, an issa there is. So we'll see exactly the true of all these things. The Mishnah have an issa or not? Then the Mishnah ends off and says that Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv bedama tamsa. He holds no, the dam that comes out even after the dama nefesh, he holds also chayiv chatis for that. Even for the dama tamsa, he holds chayiv. But the lock without the Tanakamo, you're part of the chorus. Nothing more says to Rabbanim. The pasuk says, "Kol dam loy soichlu, cannot eat any dam." Is Shemaya? I hear from here. I feel dam halchistayim, even dam of a person, a dam that comes out from a person, will be nisachiv chorus. Eat it. Who adin dam beitzim? Maybe sauce is the dam in an egg. Dam chagovim, the dam of a grasshopper. Dam dogim, dam of fish. Hakol bechal, maybe the role bechal this lav. Of called dam l'tzachil t'chayiv chorus. Tamla, the pasuk goes up and says no liyoyf ula behema. Says called dam l'tzachlu liyoyf ula behema. So the pasuk says v'chol dam l'tzachlu b'chol mosh v'sechem liyoyf v'la behema. So therefore we dash in ma oif v'behema miyuchodim the separate sheish bem tuma kala. They have tuma kala and also they have a tuma chamura. We'll soon see what that means. And also v'yesh bem isa v'heter. There's an issa tidit before shchit, after shchit with mutter. Fein min bosa to min bosa. Is af kol, all of the dam that comes af kol, sheyesh poi tumakala. That's to have tumakala. Rashi says tumakala means tumas oichlin bekebeitza. You have the kebeitza of that dam, or from the meat of the behema, it has tumas oichlin on it. So from this oitzi dam yelkishtam, I take out dam that comes off from an odom. Dam of an odom, Sheish bem tuma chamura, but v'yem bem tuma kal. The breast of a mace has tuma chamura, and achnam is nava tuma. There'll be a tumas masa, tumas oil we know on it, but there's no tumas oichlin by a breast. By a breast of a person, there's no tumas or oichlin. So therefore, since it doesn't have a tumas kal on the breast of an odom, therefore the dam that comes out from a person, there's no isid yiraisum, there's no chiv koris to eat the dam of mahal chayishtayim. Yeah, it's so much vital. So therefore it's called Oitzi Dam Achishtaim Sheish Pem Tuma Chamur. They have a Tuma de Chuma, they have a Chumur de Katuma Meis, but Vein Pem Tuma Kala. Oitzi Dam also take out Gmon of Chafalafi, Oitzi Dam Shrotzim Shein Pem Tuma Chamura. It doesn't have any Tuma Chamura Dam Shrotzim. There's no Tumas Ava Tuma by Shrotzim. It's not Matam and Edom. Oitzi Dam Beitzim, I take out Dam Beitzim also Shein Min Beso. Beitzim is not Min Beso. Dam chagovim, dam dogim, dam fish, dam chagovim, shakuli heter, the whole thing is mutter, there's no issa. Healthy something has a heter and an issa. This does not have any issa to it, you'll not eat it. The Torah speaks of oitzi dam, shirotzim, shein bem tuma chamura, the yafak havim dos metama b'maga, and b'maga b'masa, miyulay metama, or metama maga, but b'masa miyulay metama, it has no tumas masa on it. Hordin azam tumas pegodim. See, if a shrotzim is not called a tumme chamura. Hordin dam beitzim, hordin dam chagovim, chagovim. Then a person is oif lebeimo. I ma oif, or it's just like a oif. Shein bo klayim. Af beim is shein bo klayim. Tam lo mula beheimo. I ma beim is shein o beim ala bonim. Af oif shein o beim ala bonim. Tam lo ima loif lebeimo. So that's the drosh, that's how we know what the yisad dam applies to, what doesn't apply to. All right, we'll stop it. We'll send you on next tape. The Mishnah just said, last Mishnah was again that first needs dam of a shechit of a behem mechayi v'yoif. So he's over Chiyuv Koros. That's the klal of the Mishnah of Yidam, of Dam Shanefesh Yotzes Bo. So for that, Yechayiv Koros. Any Dam that comes out from a Behemo, Chayiv Yoif, Ben Temeim, Ben Turim, as long as it's Dam HaNefesh, Yechayiv Koros. As the Gemara said again, the Gemara said like the Atonah Rabbon, that Kol Dam, the Pasuk says, Kol Dam Lo Toichlu. So Shemeyan Yahir Tener Afilu Dam Yahachishtain, even Dam of an Odom. Dam of a person also should be a chiyuv koros if you eat the dam. Or else, what am I worth to say? Dam beitzim, dam of an egg, or dam chagovim, a grasshopper, dam dogim, hakol b'chal, maybe, or any dam that comes out, if you eat it, you're a chiyuv koros. So, Tam Lema, the other pasuk says, no, li oif ulo behema. It says, so we dash and meet teachers, ma oif ubeim, just like an oif in the beinum, yichotim, they're special, shiesh bem tuma kala v'tuma chamura. The absolute thing is a tumah kala means they have tumas oichlan on them. If you have the size of a kibetza, the makabel tumah, and the wooden they have a tumah chamura, there's a tumas nevela upon them. When it's nevela, it's metama b'masa. So, v'yesh ben isreter, who are din a behem on an oif, that is also tida before shchit, you have to shchit this mutah. Behem min bosa, they're both called the min bosa. I've called everything sheyesh bem tumah kala. It has to have something that has a tumah kala, means to have tumas eichlin on it. Then the dam that comes out from that is also tited. So from this halacha, I learn out that oitzi dam mehalchestein. I take out the dam of an adam. That halchestein means people that walk on 2 feet like a person. Their dam is there's no chiyuv koros if you eat it. Why? Sheish bem tuma chamura, but vein bem tuma kala. Like by a person, by an odom, when he's mace, so on the mace, the tuma chamura, we know there's nava tuma, the mace itself. But vein bem tuma kala, there's no tuma kala, means on a mace, the boser of a mace never has a tumas oichlin on it. Either it's a nava tuma, or else it has no tumas oichlin, it's not called an oichel, the boser of an odom. Therefore, it has no tumas oichlin on it, therefore the dam that comes out from a person, you're not chayav koros. The bite and the chofalos.